From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to thee, Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.'" From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas. Very impressed. It's rainy. It's the week after Christmas. There's a few hours before New Year's, and you all are here. You get to go to heaven. All of you get to go. Just load up. Not anytime soon, but when it's time, you go. I was reminded today, watching my children clean the house. We have house guests coming in for New Year's, and so they were all enlisted in the cleaning project, which, as many of you know, is an arduous task for teenagers. To please pick that up. Please, just pick that up. Anyway, my daughter was cleaning, and I was suddenly thrown back to a memory of when she learned how to walk. And I have it on film. The camera, and I sat on the ground, and I filmed her, and so in the shot, she's pulls herself up on a chair, and then she gets this sort of look in her eye, and then she just collapses and falls back down, and the diaper acts as a padding for her, and so she lands, and then she looks, and she thinks, and you can see her mind sort of working how this works. I pull myself up. I stand up, I move, I fall down, at rinse and repeat. And then there's a moment where she turns to me and gives me this look, and I'm like, "No, you do it. You pull yourself up. You can do this." And there's this thing that daughters do in particular to their fathers, this bottom lip thing that she did, and I was like, "Don't do that! Don't do that!" Lip, you, and the arms, and you're like, "I." And so finally, I said, "No, you do it." And so she didn't do what I asked her to do. she crawled towards me and just sort of put her hand onto the camera. And sometimes the toddler wins. And I thought to myself, I kind of laughed. I said, as soon as I figure out one-year-olds, they turn two. And, as soon as I figure out how to be 51, I turn 52. So it's just this thing. Anyway, that learning to walk image of my daughter stuck in my head as I realized that every year, for those of you who have been coming to an Episcopal church for a while, you'll know that the first Sunday after Christmas, we read to you from the Gospel of John. We read you the first 18 verses of the first chapter of the Gospel of John. We do it every year. And I'm intrigued as to why that is, and I believe I kind of come up with a few answers. The first is because it says very clearly in the beginning, the first part of the Gospel of John, some believe is an ancient hymn, and that's the words to the song, "In the beginning was the Word." That word, the word, is a Greek word, logos, where we get logic from. And I sort of remembered suddenly that I dropped any math whatsoever by the time I was a sophomore in college to take logic as a class, and that led me to philosophy and led me to theater. Both of those are great degrees to not get a job. But they were great degrees to become a priest. They were really helpful as I studied how to think and to talk and to talk and to think and to analyze. Both have an analytical kind of attitude towards them. You analyze characters and their motivations. You analyze proofs and whether or not that makes sense. You have to create arguments and construct them here. You have to construct sets here. You have to look at movement and all these other things. And the theater side, you have to understand thought and the history of thought over here. And all of that came together quite nicely in my seminary life. But this Gospel of John and the beginning, and in the beginning, is set in a particular way because we are at the beginning of a new year. And we celebrate the beginning of life in the birth of Jesus. It's a beginning theme. And we have Saint Benedict to thank, who gives us the phrase, "Always we begin again." So here we are, beginning again. You all probably know that I am a Joseph Campbell aficionado. I'm not an expert by any means, but I do appreciate Joseph Campbell, and I appreciate the hero's journey and the simple idea of initiation, separation, and return. All of us are initiated, all of us are separated from that which is comfortable, and all of us grow and return, and we do that in a cycle. My daughter was being initiated into walking. You have to learn to walk in order to run. You have to be able to get up to go in order to learn. You have to be on a journey in order to grow. And here we are at the beginning of the year, in the beginning of another journey. What's interesting to me, and I believe I may have even brought it up in here before, is that that cycle, that hero's journey cycle, initiation, separation, and return, always beginning again, has a strange little seven-year feel to it to me. When you are zero and born, the initiation, the separation, and the return to seven. And everything that happened to you between zero and seven, going from a completely dependent thing in many ways to a young little person able to be conscious of what's going on in the second grade. From 7 to 14, that change. From a child to an adolescent, the 14 to 21, the adolescent to young adult. The 21 to 28, where you begin, find that first job, find that first love, find that first thing there in that little quadrant. 28 to 35 is tricky because loss becomes very real. The loss of parents, the loss of marriage, the loss of a spouse, the loss becomes true. 35 to 42, 42 to 49, you're hitting your midlife, and suddenly you start into this realization that this is a one-way journey, this hero's journey. And then you reach all the way up to what? To 70, to 77, to 84, all the way into your 90s. Suddenly in your 90s, you're like the toddler again. You need people to help you get where you're going. Do your moves. Stand up. Walk. This journey that we take, each point of it, the point of the initiation, the separation, and the return, is for us to grow. To grow. To mature. To never stop learning. It gets scary in the separation piece. It gets dark there. But if we paid attention, we know. Always we begin again. And those words in the Gospel of John help us. In the beginning was the Word. It was light. It overcame the darkness. It has come for those who believe to make them children of God. And we've been given grace upon grace, this abundance. We've been allowed an opportunity to walk and to learn and to think and to grow in ways that are just unbelievable, remarkable, miraculous. And so here you are. It's a little dark and gross outside. The candles are in the windows. They're pushing back the darkness, a symbol of what's going on, what we proclaim here, what we believe, what we live in an assurance of, that in this new year, always we begin again. And you have things to learn, and you have things to let go of, and you have things to take on, and you have things to jettison. And as you do that in 2019, you walk with an assurance that Christ is with you, Emmanuel, God with us. And that is the best news of all. Amen.
Come and adore Him. Come, let us worship at His feet. Come, bow
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.